Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
There's a headline up at band.video that's not really accurate. That's okay. Because what would you say? Alex Jones predicts globalist culling of the elderly. I didn't predict it. They said they were already doing it, and we're going to expand it. So, Alex Jones warned of the covert operation to kill the old people that's now operational. Then we're going to come back with huge news on the Bannon front and so much more. But here's part of that report. Full reports at band.video. Now let's move to the main body of news. I covered this a lot on the radio today. Mike Adams has a big report out on it. It actually talks about giving bonuses to hospital workers and doctors to not resuscitate and not save people. Big hospitals have also been caught taking people's organs. Joe Klein, talks about how troublesome his parents were. And all the things they did when they were old. And, well, then his dad had broken a rib, and they said, if he ever gets resuscitated, he may break another rib. And he says, well, my dad's tough. It's a pretty amazing quote. He said, so I approve, do not resuscitate, order for dad. Now, that's the double thing. You know, dad, but here's the quote right here, dad might have gotten a rib broken, which a defibrillator doesn't do, if he ever got resuscitated. So, to be nice to him, in case he broke a rib, we said don't save him. Kill him to save him. That's New World Order logic. And again, they do overdo it sometimes. Hospitals do. But that's up to the individual. It's their money. But once they socialize things, they can say, well, you're paying for it too. So now none of you get any care. And again, you pay more for water, get less. Pay more for power, get less. Pay more for your house, get less. Pay more for your car, get less. That's the globalist post-industrial model. They don't want you being wealthy. The globalists talk endlessly in their financial papers that are even published that their trouble is keeping the economy shut down. Saying the middle class that buy cars or houses are bad. No. That's what keeps the entire economy going. Yeah, kill granny, get a cash bonus. That's not just Time Magazine coming out with this. We actually have a graphic here that shows the case for killing granny, how great it is to unplug them. And again, they want the death panels. That's what Bill Gates talks about. In fact, we have a video clip of Bill Gates talking about this, but in Time Magazine, they talk about, again, unplugging grandma, but they also, in this article, again, Newsweek is the case for killing granny. We're teleprompter free, so I have to keep all this in my mind. Time Magazine is, how to die. And in this report, he says, my parents died serenely with dignity. When you are a death panel, that is the very best you can hope for. So, again, they said the death panels didn't exist, but now they're saying they're super trendy and super cool, and the doctors will get bonuses for dispatching you unless you're an elitist globalist, just like over in England where the elitists all get private doctors, everybody else. Oh, you got a brain surgery that's 100% operable if it's done within a month. You're going to wait 18 months and die. You understand? That's how this works. And they don't want you to be able to medically travel somewhere else and get the health care. They're moving to block that. This is the medical tyranny. This is how it always starts. Let's go ahead and go to this Bill Gates clip. Here it is.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well, that's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we
that's
haven't
right.
had
Society's
this type of allocation.
Making, we're making that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which ones actually have no benefit
enough.
Whatsoever.
Well, wait,
and because of...
Full reports up at band.video. And, of course, that's all a lie. He wants control of who gets what in a technocracy, and they decide who lives and who dies, and it's all just made-up crap. And he applies numbers to all of it. and then sets himself up as God over you and your family. It's absolutely chilling. It's the Renaissance of Christianity that produced all this wealth because we wanted to be nice and kind. Barbarism gets rid of all the wealth. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now, 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high-quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high-quality storable foods now, and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
I'm the kid on the block.
You know, InfoWars is kind of a Frankenstein operation.
And I ain't got no.
We've been through a lot of fights, and we've been through a lot of wars. And we deal with what the truth is and what gets the message out. And so our scars are our strengths. We are teenage Frankenstein. To quote our good buddy that just brought us in. All right, and we can say we're no more Mr. Nice Guy to the globalists. We're not bowing down to them. We know that they're not in our best interest. They're coming after all of us to try to enslave us and our families. Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about Steve Bannon and his arrest in New York by the Southern District of New York, the long arm of the Democratic Party and the deep state. That after Steve Bannon threw Roger Stone under the perjury bus and said that he was their main pipeline to WikiLeaks, and that Stone told them they were talking to WikiLeaks. Well, he never did any such thing. And Bannon had previously testified to Congress that Stone had not talked to WikiLeaks or not told him that. So he thought he would grovel to the deep state and be passed over, but that has not happened. That is coming up bottom of the hour. But right now, let's get into the latest COVID-19 news information that's coming out. Look at this. We should put it up on screen for folks. Governor of Maine orders restaurant staff to wear COVID visors like dog cones. Yes. Yes, I love it. They already have the kids wearing the noodles on their heads. They already have people in bubbles and in cages to go to concerts. It's all another act of mindlessness. And of the authoritarian communist Chinese that are more deadly than Hitler in history are our precedent. According to Fauci, we follow their orders. Well, we should follow Maine's order. We should all wear the cone of shame. Look at that. No amount of idiocy is enough. No amount of moronicness. In Wisconsin, Democrats are ordering state employees and others, and so is the DNC, that when you're in a conversation over Zoom from your home, you must wear a mask because you can't ever see anybody's face and not be wearing a mask. It might make people think that the peer pressure isn't working. So if you're wearing a cone around your head with a mask, of course, you're lucky if you just have to wear the mask at home. Always more, more, more. Meanwhile, L.A. mayor crowned COVID-19 dictator, making good on cutting off power to homes and businesses that have people in them. But Governor Newsom and others, they can keep operating. That's just some of the news on that front. Domestic violence cases nearly double in Massachusetts amid COVID lockdown. Yes, the lockdown's causing it, not COVID. And it goes on from there. Sweden's coronavirus expert warns that wearing masks is very dangerous and doesn't protect you, and says that they have the lowest numbers in Europe because basically it's a hoax. Meanwhile, we need numbers overwhelmingly so Trump can't steal his way to victory. Crooked Hillary still warning about Trump, saying he wants to steal the election when she's the one that's been trying to steal all along. But look at that soulless look on her face. She's not home. There's only the entity behind the scenes running it. And then coming up next segment, I'm going to get to this footage. Passengers revolt as airline removes family who had trouble masking their two-year-old. Yes. Because they say two and up, you got to put a suffocating mask on them, and any mammal will fight to get a mask off its face. I mean, this is total child abuse, total dehumanization, but the cult members love it. And they get off on it, and they enjoy it. Imagine when Bill Gates releases the real bioweapon. Now, let's go ahead and go to this little piece. This is from MSNBC. Donald Trump is far more well-suited to be an InfoWars host than POTUS. Here it is.
Elise, it is an understatement to say Trump's on the low road. Trump is like subterranean, way down under where all the pipes are laid underground. And to that point, he's wrapping himself around, how do you say it, QAnon loons. And he has congratulated a right-wing candidate for, I mean, he is so committed now to the dark underbelly, the fringiest aspects, that I don't see how they think there are enough of those people that they're willing to roll the dice and repel.
By the way, hit pause.
The kinds of independent.
Back it up five minutes or 5 seconds. Look at this information. It's just crazy. You can see in that lady's bookstore there that there on her. It's a little distracting with the music playing in the background, guys. The Rolling Stones. All right, whatever. Let's just start the whole clip over then. I'm sitting there. I'm watching the clip, and she's got all these communist books behind her on top of it. This is absolutely insane. Let's go back from the start. Here it is.
Elise, it is an understatement to say Trump's on the low road. Trump is like subterranean, way down under where all the pipes are laid underground. And to that point, he's wrapping himself around, how do you say it? QAnon loons. And he has congratulated a right-wing candidate for, I mean, he is so committed now to the dark underbelly, the fringiest aspects, that I don't see how they think there are enough of those people that they're willing to roll the dice and repel the kinds of independent or sort of center-right voters that they assembled 4 years ago.
Donald Trump is far more well-suited to be an InfoWars host with Alex Jones than to sit in the Oval Office. And we see this constantly, and it is so maddening that he has absolutely no respect for facts and truth, and instead would rather embrace conspiratorial loons that reinforce whatever quack idea goes best with his personal inner narrative and political advantage at a given time. It is distressing to see the GOP embrace candidates who are QAnon followers, and let's just hope that they're in districts that are so red that there won't be any risk of them actually gaining political power. But it's petrifying that the megaphone of the Oval Office, the president, where Harry S. Truman, like Eisenhower and Harry S. Truman and Abraham Lincoln said, is being used to propagate this absolute nonsense that is harmful and dangerous to society.
propagate. It's propagate, sweetheart. So they sit up there and try to act normal when they support communist China, the end of the country, defunding the police, collapsing everything. And they try to make Alex Jones and Laura Loomer look bad because they fear us. If the public becomes populist, if the public recognizes the UN takeover, if the public recognizes it's wrong to censor doctors that talk about treatments that are working against COVID-19, if we recognize what authoritarian monsters these individuals are, their reign of control over us is over. But it's going to come down to that point where we stop being afraid of them calling us a kook or a loon when that show has like 100,000 viewers. When that show's a bunch of nobodies and the woman's got all this authoritarian and communist garbage behind her because she wants you to know that's who she is. Let me tell you who's dangerous and on the fringes is Che Guevara that was against black people and Hispanics. He thought Mexicans were horrible. He hated black people. He sounded like a KKK leader. Karl Marx, all those guys, they're scum. You're scum, lady, not us. Get out of America. Go to North Korea, you filthy monster.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Taking names.
Everybody.
And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
And we're not talking about Durham. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath for Durham. But they have indicted, of course.
On your arm will stand
this FBI lawyer, Kleinsmith, that falsified an FBI report and sandwiched it in with another report and cut out that, of course, Carter Page was working for the CIA. And that's why he was talking to Russians. And then now, after Carter Page testified to Congress, they have new articles out going, Carter Page wouldn't say what he was doing in Moscow and beat around the bush because it's classified. So you think about how cheap Obama was. He couldn't find one American selling us out to the Russians. They admit thousands of people contacted by the FBI investigated. No one sold anybody out. So they had to go after a CIA agent who was over there doing his job in Russia and say, oh, look, he talked to Russians. He's guilty. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is literally on its knees before the Communist Chinese and being endorsed by the Communist Chinese and saying the Communist Chinese should run America. That's why they always say, I'm a Russian agent, Trump's a Russian agent, his voters are Russian dupes, because they're enemies of America, folks. And what do you do when you're an enemy bringing the country down? You accuse the loyal Americans of being the enemy. But you don't want to point when you're spiritual roadkill like Pelosi and a real enemy like China, so you point at Russia. It's had the very same satanic globalist hunched over it for 100 years, trying to rape the daylights out of it. And just pissed that Russia crawled away halfway and got the New World Order proboscis out of their back. So now they got us wearing masks and saying, oh, you can't go to college. You can't leave the college for the semester. You got to have a tracking app on your phone, and we're going to take your kids away. It's just never going to end. And first it was, oh, kids under six don't have to wear a mask. Oh, kids two and up. So people are trying to muzzle two-year-olds when any natural mammal, trying to put something over its face that can't breathe, it's going to pull it off. So let's start from the beginning. Here's this good little stewardess throwing the woman off for her two-year-old and the baby. That's JetBlue. That's the airlines. That's our submission. That's who we are. That's the virtue signaling. As if wearing masks on airplanes does anything. Start the video. And she's trying to make the mother choke her baby. Put her over stage. Remember what the TSA would do? Rub a little kid before that was illegal? Imagine if cops were doing this.
So why do you say it on your website?
It's on the website.
Why is it on your website?
And she's like, hey, you know, you don't put it on babies.
At
least this crowd didn't cheer when she throws the woman off.
Passengers
revolt as airliner moves family who had trouble masking. What a cult. Two-year-old. That little girl's learning how to live under Sharia, isn't she? I think everybody on this plane should complain about this. You shouldn't put up with it, folks. Because next is coming the contact tracing, the implantable chips, the forced inoculations. In fact, it's already here in Australia. Under the United Nations. Let's look at some more globalist insanity. Saw this article on CNN today. Hashim Abedi, brother of Adrian Grande, concert bomber, says that 55 years in prison. And you read this article, none of it's how they did it for Islam. Can you imagine if a white Christian bombed a concert, blowing up a bunch of prepubescent teenage girls? It would be the end of the world. Every Christian would be at fault. The Pope would apologize. Churches might be pulled down. Crosses might be removed. But man, when there's the truck of peace running people over, or there's Islamic mass bombings or shootings or attacks on Christmas, outdoor displays, you never hear it's an Allah Akbar. And of course, there are not many churches in the Middle East. They've all been bombed out of existence. So you take this guy in, his family were migrants, invaders, and he comes in with the lazy eyes, and he comes in and gets on welfare with his brother, and then he blows you up, and it's okay. It's okay because, you know, they're white kids and they're Christian. So you blow them up. And when we would try to point out he and his brother were Islamicists and took credit for it in Islamicist ways, we got censored. What was that, like 4 years ago when that happened? Yeah, 2017, almost 4 years ago. May 2017. They said this, 17, 18, 19, 20, yeah. 4 years ago. And I remember getting censored. They said, you don't say that's Islamic. No. Look at this dude. I mean, what's up with that dude? It's called inbreeding, folks. And it causes psychotic behavior. You can be white, you can be brown and inbred, and you're going to have a problem. In a lot of Muslim countries, like Pakistan, a lot of great people from Pakistan, but a lot where, you know, you've got Pakistanis aren't even 1% of the population in the UK, and almost 40% of birth defects are Pakistanis. Very, very sad. But, you know, they don't feel welcomed into the culture, and so they blow up the culture. You know, the left doesn't leave California and come to your state and stop it. They come and they bring California. And Islam doesn't leave Islam and then come here and want to be us. No, no, no. On average, they're disgusted with who we are. And, I mean, I'm disgusted with who we are, but I don't want to blow people up. And they do not embrace us. So another big taboo, but it's okay, though, because the governor of Maine says you got to wear literal cones of shame. And you know he got paid by a think tank to do this just to see how much stupid stuff they can make you do. That's all this is. And now, what was a couple weeks ago, a major Indian Hindu group had a yearly celebration they've had for hundreds of years to remember a Hindu shrine taken by Muslims. Because, you know, Indian Hindus used to be all the way into Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan. That was all Hindu. It's all Buddhist. And all the way into China. Now they're just India. And that's being overthrown. So the Indians, Facebook, a bunch of them, banned them and said, you're not allowed to have your worship of your Hindu god in your shrine because that hurts the Muslims' feelings. So Hindus aren't even allowed to worship their saint. They're not even allowed to do that because the Muslims say, we took your land, we have that shrine, so because we captured it, you can't talk about it.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, We must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cover us. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This morning at about 8:30, I was thinking I need to call two people, Roger Stone and Dr. Steve Pachinik. Roger Stone is so exhausted, he's taking most of the day. Obviously, he'll come on tomorrow. I was about to call a producer, Daria, and say, get Steve Pachinik on, and here comes the message. Hey, Steve Pachinik wants to come on. Because I know he's got a lot of inside baseball on Steve Bannon. I don't know his take yet, but I'm going to give you mine. We'll see how they match up. It's kind of a fun game. I don't like Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon brought in a bunch of the deep state globalists. He basically is a Hollywood screenwriter, and he took a lot of the populist movement that was already out there that this audience supported and kind of cobbled it together as an operating system. Trump resonated with it, along with Stephen Miller, who I think is a good guy, and Trump really believes it, so he picked it up. But then Bannon lied in the Senate committee Intelligence Committee and said that Stone had no connections to WikiLeaks. Well, that was the truth. But then he went and lied with perjury to the show trial in D.C. against Roger Stone with Judge Amy Berman Jackson and said that he was the main conduit. Well, I was there. There was no conduit. And so I see him indicted in the Southern District of New York for supposedly, you know, skimming money off of the private wall. And I see them doing the same tactic against the NRA. And it looks like the Democrats just trying to make Republican or conservative fundraising and grassroots organizations illegal. So I don't like the fact he's been indicted. I want to see Bill Clinton indicted. I want to see the deep state in trouble for all the things they've done. But at the same time, he went and perjured himself against Roger Stone. He worked with Epstein. He did all these crooked, dirty things. And so I'm not crying about it. But at the same time, I rarely have mixed feelings about something. It's a complex issue. But I bet Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare operations of the State Department, worked for a lot of big agencies, the Pentagon, you name it, helped do regime change, best-selling author, co-author of many books with Tom Clancy, and a psychiatrist and so much more. What is your take on this?
It's very simple. I was on your show a couple of months ago, and I said that Steve Bannon was a complete sociopath, and eventually he would trap himself in his lies and his collusions with his colleagues. I am for the indictment, conviction, and prison for Steve Bannon. The reason is very simple. Bannon is what we call a self-promoter. A nicer term or a different term would be a BS artist. The technical term is he is a complete sociopath. From the day he created his own background to the day he pretended he was an intelligence operative or he was a man who understood national security, there wasn't one iota of truth in his statements or in his being. The truth of the matter is he was highly self-destructive. Like all narcissists, he eventually ingratiated himself with Trump, got into the inner circle, and what does he do? He then goes out and talks to Wolf, who writes Fast and Furious, and explains how Ivanka Trump is dumb as a brick, Jared Kushner is as crooked as a day is long, and that Trump himself is not a billionaire, but a millionaire who is going to be eventually indicted. Welcome to the world of Trump. I warned Trump about Bolton. I warned Trump about Fauci. I had warned Trump about Bannon. This is an exercise in kind of futility and the basically entrapment of self-aggrandizement. Roger Stone is a different issue. He has nothing to do with Bannon in terms of what I believe. Roger is innocent. You don't put him in jail. Roger's been around 30, 40 years since the Nixon administration. But Roger never double-dealt Nixon or Trump. He never spoke badly about either one. He never revealed anything in a book concerning the life.
Oh, you're right. He is completely neurotic about never using his knowledge against anybody that he's been in league with. Very loyal.
Well, Roger was extremely loyal. You don't paint a picture of Nixon on your back, and he was silent. There was basically no penalty or an issue. This is a totally different consideration, my friend. This consideration is about people like Sean Hannity, who just came out and said that Trump is nuts. He's basically a child. He's crazy. And what I'm getting at, unlike the Roger Stones and unlike others who really believed in Trump as a viable candidate, what you have are the individuals who ingratiate themselves either because they want the top news story like Sean Hannity, who's going to go next. He's going to get fired. Or the Steve Bannons who create their own persona, make believe they love the middle class, and then they basically rob the middle class. This whole thing is a felony, and I hope Steve Bannon goes to prison for it. He created a whole background scenario which wasn't valid. It was filled with all kinds of lies, distortion, and corruption. When he made the movies in Hollywood, they were horrendous. He skimmed off a lot of other areas. I don't want to go into specifics.
Well, that's what I've been told is he's known in L.A. everywhere as a con man. And I just didn't want to attack him early on. But then I learned that he was the guy that brought in, that's what Roger said, all these bad globalists.
Well, it's not only he brought in the globalists. He is a con man. Forget anything else. He is a man who goes in there, praises the president, basically tries to make himself more important than he is, turns around, and at the same time will ingratiate himself with the Washington press and say, look, I've got a crazy guy here. I know how to manipulate him. I know what to do. Oh, by the way, Jared Kushner is my competitor and the only one I've got a problem with. But you know those Jews. They're crooked, and you know damn well that he's going to go to prison. Oh, by the way, Ivanka, who married that Jew, is as dumb as a brick.
So you're saying the whole original narrative of getting rid of Trump's wife, credibility-wise, and everybody, because I always heard that was actually Bannon. That's why the media built Bannon up, that he was bigger than Trump, was because they wanted his credibility to be so high.
Well, it's not only the media built it up. Bannon built it for himself. This is the classical sociopath. They self-aggrandize, and then they self-destruct. Mao Zedong had a term for this. The higher the monkey goes, the further he falls. This monkey was Steve Bannon, and he's going to prison. Because I'll tell you one thing. You can play with Trump. You can think you manipulate Trump. You can say all you want about Elon Musk being an idiot or stupid or a man-child, which is what Bannon did. But the truth of the matter is Musk has created rockets that went into space. He created Tesla. And guess what? Trump built buildings.
Let's be clear, too. They kept saying his rockets would fail. They're performing better than the Russian rockets and better than Wernher von Braun's for much lower prices compared to their time. So he really has proven in spades he's the real deal.
Exactly. For the first time for 11 years, we're going into space on an American rocket with American pilots going out of an American base. That's 11 years we haven't done that. Obama couldn't do that. Then we have people like Colin Powell, another sociopath, a prevaricator, who says that Biden, again, a senile, demented liar and corrupt individual, it can bring the whole country together. So what you're saying...
But I'll go back to this American thing, even though he's from South Africa, he's become an American. He bet everything, his fortunes, everything, and then succeeded. Even if he failed, that would be an American trait. But you're right. I mean, I admire Elon Musk for all the things he's doing.
I had property in South Africa. I worked with the South Africans. I had property in Stellenbosch, which is a great area. The Afrikaners, the whites who built out South Africa, have left South Africa and come to the United States, exactly 650,000 of them. They're around my region. They build businesses. They are entrepreneurs. They know exactly what they're doing. The Steve Bannons were spoiled and come out of the middle class and makes believe he cares about the middle class. Have self-aggrand, goes to Goldman Sachs, does some illegal trading there, creates his own investment company, creates his own movie company, and makes believe he created Braveheart. The truth is he's done nothing. He's done nothing but push himself into the...
Well, let's talk about what this means with the ex-FBI lawyer Kleinsmith being indicted and what you hear with your ear to the ground is coming next with Dr. Steve Pachinik. StevePachinik.com. He's got a great website. StevePachinik.com. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, as we blast out on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations. Thanks to those great station owners and managers and you supporting them. All right. Dr. Steve Pachinik's here with us. I don't want to spend too much time on Bannon, though it is important, because it ties into Durham, and there's also a prosecutor in Texas. And I've been told by sources that have never lied to me that Trump has said many more are coming. He's not running the investigations, but that Trump has been told, no, we're going to indict at least a dozen people. Will they all be mid-level like this particular individual that just got indicted? And you know, why is Strzok and Page and so many others upset? Will it end with Kleinsmith? And is this connected in any way to what's happened to Bannon?
The truth of the matter is what Bannon and Kleinsmith all had in common. You have to remember that Bannon came out of the Navy. He was part of Navy intelligence, although he didn't talk about it very much. He did imply he was very deep into the intelligence community. That's why he and Flynn had a problem. And Flynn really didn't like Bannon and wanted him out. Instead, it was Flynn who got into trouble because of his son. The indictment of this individual is far more reaching than anybody realizes. Actually, William Barr is surprising me because, you know, I've known that he was a DI, DDO, and the CIA, but as an attorney general, he is going after the deep state. This is the beginning of going after Brennan, going after Mueller, going after Hayden, and a whole bunch of others who have been attempting to try a coup against Trump. It's not working. The indictments are massive. As I understand, they range probably several hundred indictments ready to go. And Trump has done an excellent job of keeping it quiet and just titrating out little by little as we get closer to the reelection. So basically, he denigrates the legitimacy of Biden. He's not going into the fact that I do, and where I say Biden is senile demented. Trump has enough elegance and sense of importance that he doesn't have to say that. I can say that because I was examiner in psychiatry, but it was obvious to me and it's obvious to many others, and particularly with this last interview with Tom Hanks, Biden could not remember the day and the years that he was appointed as vice president. So we have a serious problem. Instead of Trump hitting it at the medical source, what he's doing is taking out the supporting branches that have kept the lying and collusions and the Colin Powells, who are pathological liars, the Obamas, who are pathological liars, the CIA operatives, who have been pathological liars. He's taking them apart little by little. And if I were Gina Haspel, and I was part of the CIA, and I was part of the 16 units in the intelligence community, I would be very much concerned. Now, remember, months ago, I had told you Bannon was going to be arrested. And a year ago, By the way, you did say that.
I should have started the broadcast. I remember, had you gotten rumblings of this, or you said Bannon's going to pay?
No. I had no rumblings. One of the things that you and I do intuitively is it's obvious when a man like Bannon gets ahead of himself. It's obvious when he's a self-aggrandizer, when he needs to be in every show and every particular radio station, and he has to make himself so important to the White House and to the United States that, in fact, there's nothing there. He has no gravitas, either intellectually or emotionally.
So you don't think they've gone after Bannon to embarrass Trump and confuse the wall? You think that it was known that he was doing some wrong things, so the light got lit to get him?
Well, Trump was reading the book when he saw what Bannon wrote about Ivanka, dumb as a stone, and Kushner is a total corrupt individual, and that Trump is neither worth, he's not worth billions of dollars, but only a few million, and he's going to go down. Bannon has talked on both sides of his mouth. What eventually happened, and I think Trump allowed this to happen, was to let the other guys handle the prosecution and the indictment, while at the same time he maintained Bannon close to him. That's a brilliant maneuver. Machiavellian would have liked it. He kept all of these people close to them, giving them the sense that he was still involved with them, while in turn he had ordered the people around him who were in the deep state, his deep state, to take down that deep state one after another. And Bannon was the key to a lot of the corruption.
Well, I totally agree with you. So let's do a 35,000-foot view, because you're a smart guy. You said on my show 15 years ago, hey, both East and West Coast are going to collapse. It'll be the Midwest, the South. America will rebuild. The Democrats are going to be a failed party. The EU is going to collapse. I remember thinking, man, you're being way too optimistic. We're basically there. It's all happened as you saw. And then you talked about all this with Bannon and the rest of it. You talked about, don't worry, the Democrats are going to self-destruct, where they're destroying their own cities, their own states, the way that they knew 2 years ago he'd had another stroke and could barely talk. Now they're having to actually hide him 74 days out. He can't even say a sentence. So the cognitive degeneration has accelerated. I'm not a doctor like you, but looking at the doctor of the brain, but looking at this, it really does just say that they're all so disconnected that they are self-destructing out of pure incompetence. And I just wonder why it isn't even easier to defeat them then.
Because the moment of defeat hasn't come yet. What Trump is doing it by attrition, which is the correct way to do it. In other words, he's not allowing the Democrats to recoup any of their strength, and basically he's confusing them as to where the strategic focus is. Is it against Biden? Well, not quite. He hit Kamala Harris. Was he happy? Was Trump happy we had Kamala Harris? You better believe it. You have an Indian from Jamaican roots whose father was the professor emeritus of Stanford University, and you're saying to me on the storyline that Kamala had to be bussed into Berkeley for integration? That's nonsense. The whole story was nonsense. The notion that she in any way deserved any political a crewman.
She's a bigger dud than Pocahontas. And again, why would they?
Well, she is corrupt. She's deceptive. But he wants that to come to the.
No, no, I agree that she's the worst choice. Why would they pick? We all agree that she's the worst choice. She was a corrupt prosecutor. Everybody knows it. Why the hell would they pick her then? Just delusion?
No. What it is when you are so angry and you think you are so smart as the Democrats do, remember the Democrats and the liberals think of themselves as basically smart, educated, entitled. They feel that you and I and a bunch of wackos on the right are really not relevant to the whole course of American history. We're conspirators. Every time you read about conspiracy, it's Alex Jones. Of course, you can put down Steve Pachenik, but they won't dare because I would sue them for libel, and that's triple damages for me. But my point to you is that this is the course of action that occurs when you feel entitled, when you are arrogant, and when you're incompetent. The three elements of self-destruction.
Well, look at this video of them last night. They look like clowns. No one's even there. They're bowing. I mean, if I was producing a comedy movie like Spinal Tap, it's a masterpiece, watched again last week, with top actors could not come off this wooden, this fake, this disingenuous. I mean, they are so bad, they're good. I mean, they are so pathetic, it's a masterpiece.
Well, you hit it on the head. It's the three stooges, but now you've got the Democratic stooges. Each one is dumber than the other. Each one is a greater pathological liar than the other. Remember, Trump was accused of being the master of a reality show, and that this president looks like he's running a reality show. That came from the great words of one of our Secretary of State, another pathological liar. From Yale.
And Trump is. He's running it 1,000 times better than they are.
Well, you know, act in a certain way. You can act incompetent or act as if you're disarrayed. But when you start arresting people that's your opposition, if I were in the opposition, I'd say, wait a minute, we got a problem here. They don't do that because basically every one of their operatives are highly paid. There was never accountability. None of them have ever put in a president. Obama was a freak of the CIA, black, lying, homosexual, complete farce, who then calls our president a farce and then, you know, delivers Michelle Obama, a total nobody, who was already threatening Harvard and Princeton.
What do you think of Big Mike? That's her nickname now. What do you think of Big Mike?
I think she is exactly what she is. She's a asexual individual. I got to be careful.
Hold on. We're going to come back with her threat to America that things are going to get really bad if we reelect Trump, and the Atlantic Monthly saying they're going to burn the country down. What do we do? I'm talking about this seriously because I don't want to underestimate the enemy. Hold on. We got to go to break. I don't want to underestimate because they say they're going to secede if Trump wins. So what does that look like? We're going to talk about Big Mike when we come back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What?